On Zimin Shin Nun He Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Umeimav, when you're on this boat, so we said that you could pour out from the boat, even not through that board that's sticking out, rather just a little ziz, you can put out there just as a heker, and then you could take water from the water into your boat, even not through a hole in the ziz or anything like that, as long as it's above 10, because you're going through a makom patur. If you want to pour water out of the boat, so then you could pour it just onto the walls of the boat, and it goes down into the water, even not through anything. Since you didn't throw it directly into the water, rather you put it on the walls of the boat, it's just coming from your koch. They didn't make such a gzera of kocho in a karmelis, and therefore, that situation you're allowed to pour the water off. In order to pour water out, you don't need a heker whatsoever, as we said, because it's only kolcho. But it has to be that you pour it onto the walls, because if you pour it not directly onto the walls, then you're pouring from Erush HaSiyachid into a karmelis, which would be problematic. This is Davka, says Mishnah Berurah, when the dauphin is not 10 above the water. But if it's 10 above the water, and you don't want to pour it onto the wall, such as if they're gross and they smell bad and it's going to make the boat smell bad, you want to pour it out directly, then it's going to be fine, as long as there's a ziz there. Again, if it's above 10, so you need a ziz as a heker in order to take water in the boat, and to take water out of the boat if you want to pour it out directly. But if you're going to pour it on the wall, so then you don't need a heker at all. The Mishnah Berurah says so too, if you have bones or any type of garbage that you want to throw out of the boat into the water, you could do that also by placing it on the walls of the boat and then having it fall off. As the Chazon Ish points out, that it's dafka if you put it on the top of the walls, the thickness of the wall, that's part of the Rishas HaYachid. But if you want to lean over and pour it onto the outside walls of the boat, that's going to be problematic because that has the status of a karmelis. So it's dafka if you put it directly on top of the walls and it falls off. The Rama adds, two boats, one next to the other. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Elim king shurizobazo, unless they're tied to each other. Oh, elim king him gavom in hamay masar, or if they're both 10 above the water. And you need to make an eruv if they belong to two different people. You need to be ma'arv between the two in order to carry from one to the other. If they're not tied together, so even if they're close to each other, still, they could separate, and then there'll be a karmelis between them, and we're concerned that something will fall, and you'll end up carrying it from the karmelis into the Rishas HaYachid. And that's why they need to be tied together. So even if they belong to one person, if they're not tied together, you're not going to be allowed to carry from one to the other. The Mishnah Berurah quotes some who are matir if they belong to one person, because we're not afraid it's going to fall. And only when it belongs to two people do we make such a gzeira if they're not tied together. It also has to be that there's less than four tefachim between them when you tie it together. If it's 10 above, the walls are 10 above the water, so then even if they're not tied together, it's going to be okay because you're carrying from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaYachid with a makom patur in the middle. Again, you need to be ma'ariv between the two, even if it's above 10. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Beis Meir disagrees and says that if they're not tied together, since they could separate, even if they're above 10, they belong to two people, so then an Erev won't help. Siv Beis, Beis HaKisei Shal Pnei Amayim, if you have a bathroom of some sort that's directly above the water, Mutar Alidei Mechitza Tluya, you can use it if you have a Mechitza hanging below it, Uvavache Teyasuya Lahatir, Avlasuya Litznias Beis HaKisei Bavad Lo Mahani. So what is this Beis HaKisei we're talking about? So the Chazon Ish writes that it has a bottom of some sort, and there's a hole in the bottom, but if there's only something to sit on, but there's no bottom to it, so then that's not what we're talking about directly above the water.